You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Kate Lochte and by phone with Jana Little.
Jana Little is directing the Playhouse in the Park's dinner theater, Love, Loss, and What I Wore. It's a favorite. And Jana, I guess whenever there's a glitch or a crisis for which more funding is needed for the Playhouse, the spirit is the Andy Rooney, let's put on a show.
Well, I guess that's true, although our show was planned as part of our season that was announced last August, so this particular show is not an impromptu thing because of the tragic fire that occurred, although there is going to be a fundraiser, I understand, in September. There's going to be a dessert cabaret, and a lot of really talented people are going to come out and perform that as a specific fundraiser to replace what we lost in the fire. But Love, Loss, and What I Wore has been a planned event. It's something that took some planning. And, of course, my understanding is that Playhouse hasn't presented dinner theater in Murray since the 1980s. So it's been a long lost thing. And everybody loves dinner theater. Those who love theater love dinner theater. So we're trying to bring it back, and there's been a lot of response. A lot of people have made reservations. We're really excited about bringing dinner theater back to Murray.
So it's the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, and tickets are $30 for dinner, beverage, dessert, music, and show with a cash bar. It's at the Murray Banquet Center.
Correct.
And you've got a wonderful cast. Tell us who your players are.
I have a wonderful cast. I do. Someone is making her debut at Playhouse in the Park, Deborah Jeter. She's an associate professor at Vanderbilt University, and she's had extensive experience in theater, but this is going to be her first Playhouse in the Park production. Lisa Shoemaker, Lainey Mitchell, Sharon Waltrip, and Amy McCourt. And in addition, I have an incoming Murray State freshman that's going to serve as props handler. She's going to do a little pantomiming. She's also going to be part of the cast, but she won't be a named part of the cast, Kelsey Swafford.
Jana, about what time is the run time on the production?
The show itself is about 90 minutes. We're going to take a brief intermission. And I don't know that the show was actually written for a brief intermission, but because we're having dinner and there will be, you know, the bar available, we feel like, you know, there might be the need for a break. So I think it's about 90 minutes of show. It's not a long show. But the evening will start at 5:30. We will open the doors at 5:30 at the Murray Banquet Center, and the bar will be available. There will be music. There will be things to look at. We're going to decorate the facility with clothing from the decades. So, you know, and conversation, you know, good time for fellowship and things. The meal will be served at 6:15. So then there will be another 45 minutes of meal serving. There's a possibility, these things are still in the works, but there's a possibility of some live entertainment from some talented people in the Playhouse community at the end of the meal, kind of as they're, you know, clearing away the dessert dishes, and then the show will begin at 7. 7 or a very few minutes after that, and it will run about 90 minutes.
Tell me about reservation status. I know reservations are required.
Yes.
What's available?
Well, as far as incoming reservations, today was, or maybe yesterday was, the last official deadline. But because of the graciousness of the Murray Banquet Center, and because of the, yes, incredible response and how many people have made reservations, we are extending that. They are willing to take some more reservations until Tuesday of next week. So you can still, you know, get in on this wonderful event. It's going to be an evening, you know, an evening event. It's not going to be just a simple play. And you would call Playhouse in the Park to get those reservations, 270-759-1752. And poor Lisa is having so many things going on, she can't always answer the phone or have a volunteer answering the phone. So just leave a message and let them know that you're wanting to make reservations, and she will get back to you at her earliest convenience. And hopefully you can still get in. But the absolute, absolute final deadline is going to be Tuesday of next week.
Jana, for a director, what's the most wonderful thing about Love, Loss, and What I Wore?
Love, Loss, and What I Wore. It will make you laugh. It will make you cry. You know, there are some very poignant stories in here, things that real women experience in their life. This is not a let's gloss it over, make it look like the average woman's life is wonderful. These are real stories from real people. And then intermittently, there are these really funny little comments that just randomly come across. The cast just randomly make these statements, and you will surprisingly hear your mother, especially if you are female, you will hear your mother's voice multiple times. And they're called the clothesline comments. We've got one called the clothesline black, the clothesline my mother, things like that. And it's just, intermittent little blurbs that they're saying. And every woman is going to find something in this show that she can relate to in her life on some level. And I think that's probably been an important thing for me. It's just like, oh, my goodness, that was my mother. I've heard her say that. Things like that. The stories, not necessarily those things have happened to me in my life. But, there's going to be something for every woman. And we're surprised and how many men have reservations to come to, and it's because, they're coming with their loved ones, and so I think it will give men maybe a better understanding of how women work and, kind of the things that they possibly have gone through in their lives.
Sort of an insider view, if you will.
Yes, I mean, they're intimate stories, and they're funny and poignant, and I think they will make everybody laugh, but sometimes, there are very sad things that have happened, and yeah, it's a good show. I think it will be well received.
Excellent. Jana, thanks so much for speaking with us today. Let's reiterate that Jana Little is directing Playhouse in the Park's Dinner Theater at the Murray Banquet Center, 926 South 12th Street, with performances August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Reservations are required. Call the Playhouse at 270-759-1752. Jana, thanks again for being with us. I wish you great, great houses.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me. It's been an honor.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.